Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for my sister that's listening today. Just that she's really starts to humble her heart and seek after your Holy Spirit and see that he's everything she needs to get through this place. Really that he's highly exalted in her mind and she seeks after him and her salvation and her safekeeping for her to endure all the way until the end, and the same for any of her loved ones that she's praying for. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about times of judgment, going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and things like that, taking a look at what to expect, okay, and how to prepare. And the most important way to prepare is the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. You should be praying on a regular basis to be filled with the Spirit, okay? To hear the Spirit, okay? Just any way the Holy Spirit leads you to seek after Him, okay? Because each soul is individually different. But you need to have that, because you hopefully your prayers are changing at this point, okay, my beloved sisters in Christ, and you're not praying. I mean, still praying for the things that you need carnally. Of course, you can ask for those, but seeing the importance of asking for the Spirit, okay, be asking to be filled with the Spirit, okay, asking to hear the Spirit, okay, reading that Bible from cover to cover again. When you're done, read it again, over and over and over again, having your mind transformed, okay, by the Word of God, okay, and coming from a place of a really humble heart, okay. So, talking about a good way to test this, okay, and develop that ear to hear, like Scripture talks about, okay, is when you have a job to do, okay, and it's a and. And it's a task that's challenging for you, okay? Or just any job at all. Just coming from a humble heart, this is one of the best ways that if you find the Holy Spirit trying to talk to you, that you can develop that ear. Just coming from a very humble heart and asking Him to guide you. And it doesn't, when you hear him talk, I just want to make this clear, it doesn't make you a prophet, okay? Okay, we gotta address that, because it's just the way that it is with the United States Church. Like, people just so much idolatry and pride. So you want to come from a place of humility, just, like the scripture I already read. Everybody's got the Spirit, okay? He says this is the way in the book of Isaiah. This is the way, walk ye in it, okay? He talks to you and guides you, and he does it with everybody, okay? But you have to humble yourself, okay? And just be in a place, okay, of listening, okay, and ready to obey, okay, walking in the Spirit, okay, not walking in pride. A good example of this is I like to do when we have PE with the kids, with my son, we'll toss the ball back and forth, do what's called like chest pass. It's like a thing in basketball, and kind of shuffle along the field, okay, and the challenge of this is for him to stay in the same, not to get ahead of me and not to get behind me, but just to walk with me, okay? And when we're doing it back and forth, like throwing the ball back and forth, the chest passes, he'll get kind of I guess, I don't know, just kind of jumpy and start getting ahead of me, and then I'll slow down more. When I see him do that, okay, I'll intentionally pull back and shuffle. I hope I'm explaining it well. It's like we're going like at a parallel thing, shuffling down and passing the ball back and forth to each other, okay? So the thing is that we have to walk at the same pace, okay? Or I shuffle, I guess you'd say, at the same pace. And we're going back and forth. When I see him start to get ahead of me, okay, I slow down, okay? And I was taught this by the Spirit, okay? And then all of a sudden he'll see him, he'll notice, oh wait, I'm like almost like a whole foot ahead of her. Let me slow down and back up. Okay, you want to see this when you're doing a job and the Holy Spirit's saying, I want you to slow down, okay? Or why don't you go ahead and go do something else for a while? Why don't you go worship for a while? Why don't you go pray for a while? And you're going, I can't, I got so much to do. I have to go do this, right? What he's doing is, and you need to let him, okay? He's governing you. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the boss. Okay, he's the boss. He's in charge. Okay, and what you'll notice is when you start doing that, okay, and you start getting impatient, okay, all right, and you can feel the Spirit pulling you back as you want to respond to that, okay, you want to respond to that, humble yourself. And know that nothing else is more important than him, and let him get control of you in that situation. Because you'll notice what'll happen is the whole thing, if you do that and you don't respond properly, you'll notice that the fruit of your work is not good. It's not what it could have been when you're done. Okay. All right. And he'll reveal to you where it went off. Okay. And you'll start to learn that he needs to control you. He needs to govern you. Okay. And you have to really crucify that flesh and get under him and submission and into subjection, okay, to him, okay, into his and into subjection to his spirit, okay, under him. I'll leave it there for today. Father just asks for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a very fruitful day abounding in the spirit and glorifying you, and being a light for you. Ask all these prayers you guys in Jesus' name. Amen.